brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on Election Day, Tuesday, February 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dan Bonomy. He is the new vice chair, co-chair to the Michigan Republican Party here in the state of Michigan. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Randy.
Wanted to have you on the show today to get a point of clarification on a couple of things. Now, I understand I've heard rumors about your Crawford County, Ottawa County, other counties. I'm hoping perhaps maybe my Antrim County. What are you guys working on from a legal standpoint to try to resolve this situation currently happening within the Michigan Republican Party?
Well, I can tell you right now, we have some attorneys working on some drafts that are being turned in today. We're trying to take the will of the delegates and make sure that that's known, and we're asking for the court to tell the Michigan Republican Party themselves that they have to put us in Huntington Place. You know, 82 counties had a call to convention go out, and each one of them said that we were going to the Huntington Place. And every delegate that was elected by their county to go down there made that contract with the county that says, I'm going to go down and represent you, the county that I represent, and I'm going to go to Huntington Place and do that. Now, many people, and I know I've had phone calls now as the co-chair from people all over Detroit that signed up as delegates that don't even have cars because they knew they could Uber to the convention. We have people that are coming from the UP that groups got together and they got tour buses to take them down there, and chartered buses to take them to Huntington Place and take them back and forth to their hotel rooms.
Sure.
It's just ridiculous. And what this is, it's very simple. It's the powers to be, the Uniparty does not want the delegates to get together. They do not want the voice of those that are with Christina. You know, this all stems back from just back in December. You know, you and I talked about looking into caucuses and changing the primary structure to caucuses. I mean, you look at what happened in Carolina, and Nikki Haley had 71% of her voters were Democrats that were in the Republican
right.
primary.
Yep.
This is a huge push. They do not want us to make those decisions as delegates. And as you see, the district chairs that are against this and the hoax crew, they're saying, oh, you can't talk, you can't be together, you guys can't have a state convention. Well, you know what? The delegates should be deciding that. Somebody that comes in that runs a red pact should have no bearing on what the delegates in Michigan do. And I'm sick of it. So
on that point, Dan, and this was my argument from a Robert's Rules of Order procedural, I read the actual agenda that all 83 counties in the state of Michigan were sent, on which they conducted the Thursday, February 15th at 7 p.m. county convention. Call to convention said the entire purpose of this said county convention is to elect delegates, voting delegates, and alternates to go down to the Michigan Republican Party's caucus convention on Saturday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. at the Huntington Place at 1 Washington Boulevard. All of that is in the agenda on which they conducted their county convention. Now, on that point, from a procedural standpoint, if those delegates choose to go to a different location, They are basically violating what they were duly elected to do by the delegates at the county convention, the people that elected them to be precinct delegates in their district. They basically violating their oath of office, being sworn in to be a precinct delegate.
Yep, derelicting their duty, that is for sure. And these county chairs, there's a handful of those, and there's a handful of district chairs, along with the hoax crew that are telling them that their voice won't be heard. That is 100% not legit. I mean, we're in, you know, we can back up to the RNC ruling that says hoax is the new chair. First of all, no, we're not a top-down organization, and they have nothing in their bylaws that says they have the ability to do that. So they have stepped in and said this. They gave us 1,000 words and 10 minutes to talk at a makeshift little tribunal they put together. Now you've got a judge that I don't...
Hold on, Dan, hold there. Keep your powder dry. We got to go to a hard break. 3 minutes, we'll be on the other side with Dan Bonham. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is Dan Bonomi. He's the new co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Dan, you started talking about the court action that's happening right now as we're speaking in Grand Rapids with Judge Rossi. Don Campbell, the attorney representing Christina in this case. I've talked to a friend of his who's an attorney, Joe Arlinghouse of Valor America Super PAC. He's coming on my show tomorrow. And this judge is compromised. He should have recused himself from even taking this case. He's accepted donations from both Sekias, both DeVosses, as well as the owners of the law firm, Warner, Norcross, and Judd, who is providing the attorney to make the arguments in the case. And last Wednesday, they basically had an expert witness, a lawyer who's also very well versed and trained, certified as a parliamentarian as I am, and also very familiar with Robert's Rules of Order and reading of bylaws. He basically destroyed their case when Don Campbell, very simply on cross-examination, said, what happens if three of the original 54 signers that gave them their majority of 107, gave them their quorum to conduct the meeting on January 6th, rescinded those signatures, and in fact, they only had 51. He blew up the entire case, and that's being presented in Grand Rapids this morning. What are you hearing about that case?
Well, he blew that up, but he also blew up the fact that a number of those people have not paid their dues as members, which takes away their voice as a member, takes away any rights they have. And four of those people, when they signed their petition, had not paid dues. And a couple of them have paid cents, but they did not pay. If you're 60 days past due on your dues, there's also a late fee, which they didn't pay. So, you know, how can you sign a document that says, as a member of an organization, I request this to happen when your membership is relinquished at that time? He poked all kinds of holes in it, and that's what we've been saying all along, is that this was not handled properly. On top of the bylaws, when you look at those, you know, you can use a quorum per our bylaws, which I think is, personally, I think it's wrong to have somebody else appoint a proxy for me. First district, when I was on the first district for state committee, I was elected because of who I am, my values, and what they expected me to do for them. And to have somebody go down and appoint another person for my vote that I did not approve of, that's wrong in my book. But even so, the rules allow for a district chair to do that or others that are there if the district chair is not. So they did that to come up with a proxy with only having a very minimal amount of state committee members, not near enough there. And per the bylaws, when you move to change the bylaws or you go to removal of a member, proxies can no longer be involved. And as soon as the proxies could no longer be involved, they fell less than a quorum. So even though they're saying they're saying that because there was a quorum present, they could still vote. But what they're saying essentially is I could go out and get 50 proxies to sign up, to be signed up as proxies, and four of us could walk into a room, convene a meeting, and then three out of four of us would vote to remove somebody, and that would be legitimate. And that's not how our system works.
No. Even the attorney, Dan, he said to the judge in his opening statements, Your Honor, this case is about three things, bylaws, bylaws, and bylaws. So everything you just described are in the bylaws that they didn't follow.
Absolutely. And that was their attorney that said that bylaws, bylaws, bylaws.
Exactly my point. Exactly. Now, let me ask you this.
We'll see when they open today because Mr. Campbell made a motion to dismiss at the end, and he's going to entertain that and make his ruling on that when they open today. This might end right at the start. And from what I've heard from my attorney friends that are in the courtroom listening, they believe that is the course he should take. But, you know, this truthfully should not even be in a state court. This is a matter of a public body of citizens that have got together, an unassociated incorporation of people that have got together and created a party. Our First Amendment rights give us that. We also have the right to association. The court should not be intervening and telling us how, what, and where we can create our leadership. And that's where the judge should have recused himself. The federal court does that quite regularly on anything in these situations.
Sure, absolutely. And like you say, because it's a, you know, basically a private political organization, the courts should not be involved in this in any way, shape, or form. I think their entire lawsuit should be thrown out. because they don't have any legal standing to take it before court. This should be done by duly elected people, precinct delegates, every single one of us, precinct delegates that are involved in the state party at the state level, at the committee level, are precinct delegates elected by public citizens. Why is a private organization being put through the ringers of a governmental judicial court case?
Exactly. So the reason for that is because they don't have the numbers. It's just like when Christina got put in that day, people, a small percentage of people said, you know, we're going to have her out in 120 days. They weren't successful, so they kept chipping away, creating lies, creating misinformation on the internet. I mean, how many people are using the Michigan GOP logo right now and putting out misinformation all over? And that's been happening forever. So what they're trying to do is chip away one by one and try to get more members to fall apart. Yep. And they don't have near the numbers. That's why when Christina said, you know what, and she has no reason to do this, but she says, show up to Pete, show up on March 2nd. We'll stand on the stage, and I'll just walk away if the delegates say they want you.
Yep,
let's
absolutely.
Vote. Put it together. I mean, you know, she's for us.
Another story that leaked out there was an internal document that you've been very involved in, the creation of this, I believe it's 39 pages, for a new constitution for the Michigan Republican Party. I want to give you an opportunity to explain it to the audience and also to explain one of the state committee members, Nikki Coons, said this is the first time I've ever seen it was yesterday, and people are already attacking it. I mean, this person, I don't know who this 734 area code number is, just did a blast out, 7510328. This is my official statement on the proposed Michigan GOP Constitution, quote unquote. This document is breathtakingly stupid. Their mockery of the actual Constitution is obvious and offensive. Tucked in every nook and cranny of this document is a concept of a star chamber and Christina and her handlers deciding for every Republican in the state what to say, how to act, and who to support. Everyone who had a hand in drafting this document should be called to account. I text him back and I'm like, who is this? I don't even know who the 734-751-0328 number is. But my point is, so much misinformation out there about this. Please explain it to us.
So I can tell you very quick on this. Jim Copas drafted this thing, and it's his personal dream. It came to me less than 2 weeks ago, maybe a little over 2 weeks ago, in a draft form, and I absolutely rejected it. I said, this is horribly written. This looks like something from Hitler in Germany when it first came out. It was drafted by an attorney that didn't think about the personal aspect of things and putting the people first. Christina also rejected that. So what we did is we tried to put together a committee to work on this, and there are some good parts of it, but there are some horrible parts of it. And so what happened was there were meetings, and, you know, we're working on convention right now. We're all busy on that. This should not be a distraction at this time. Thought it was going to come out in August. So when I seen it, there were huge issues. Christina agreed, and so did the other leadership. So the person that drafted it has leaked this out there as his personal mission to make it happen. This has not been signed off on by anybody, including them names that he leaked out with their personal information. I've talked with a big majority of them and asked if they in any way, shape, or form endorsed this, and they said no. It needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of garbage cut out of it. So that being said,
is there going to be any censorship or any admonishment of Jim Copas for doing this?
I don't know. We haven't got to talk about it. I literally just found out yesterday. I was in meetings all day, and I found out that he was the one that leaked it out, and right after he quit. Just so you know, he quit because Christina would not put this out.
Good.
Temper tantrum like a two-year-old.
Yeah, good. Good riddance. God bless him. Out the door. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So please, anybody that's out there listening, let people know this is not what Christina wants. Christina and myself both agree on some major, major things, and that is the delegates' voice and the county parties need to be the base. They need to be able to instruct their state committee members, their district members, their chair and their leadership up, including the RNC. We need a complete overhaul in the system. We don't want a Ron Weiser coming in and just doing what he wants. And that's exactly why she's under attack right now is, you know, the RNC, the NRCC, and these places that want us to move money for them and do things that only the state party can do. She says, no, this is corrupt. This is wrong. You're not doing it. And everybody is coming down on her at one time from that corruption.
Well, for this money that outgoing Speaker Kevin McCarthy sent to the Michigan Republican Party, I believe it was $263,000, and then instructing her to give it to John James. I'm sorry, I got a major problem with that. That's money laundering, flat out.
Well, actually, it was Tom Bennett. Art Barrett, I'm sorry. Congressman Barrett.
Oh, the candidate for Tom Barrett's campaign.
Yes.
Okay, I was told it was supposed to go to John James.
Nope. John James wrote a letter that was thanking us for it, and then but that was after Mr. Barrett has already done multiple times that, thanking us for bringing him the money through before it even came through. And per the agreement, that is a donation to the Michigan GOP from the NRCC. Yet 24 hours later, we get instructions, you need to give it to this candidate. That's illegal.
Right.
We said hell no.
Yeah,
we had budget committee meetings. We talked about it. It was not one person's decision. We said, here's what the story is. And everybody said, no way. So as soon as we said no, the next day is when they sent a letter, not to us. It was addressed to us, but that went right to the Detroit News and to the opposition. And you listen, we've got some recordings from people that have been sent to us now from Warren Carpenter. You got the RNC and the NRCC sent attorneys and people to help them previous to January 6th. Before there was anything going on, these people from the above were trying to remove her. They were trying to help with that removal. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I stepped into this role and knew things were corrupt, but it's unbelievable how much corruption there really is.
Yeah. So bottom line, all of the delegates listening need to come to Huntington Place on Saturday morning to be able to cast their votes and to be recognized by the state party, by the RNC. And if everybody goes to Detroit, Dan, this will be a complete waste of time for what they're trying to do over there in Grand Rapids. And I hope we prevail in court, because this is wrong, and evil has got to be put down and good must survive.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to come to Detroit. That will show everybody this is where the people's voice is. And that's been paid for by our donations. That's been paid for by the Michigan GOP. You don't have the DeVos money and some red PAC trying to say this is our convention over there. That's all that's happening in Grand Rapids. And if you look, they're taking donations under Michigan Republican Red PAC. It's not the party. They tried to do that for the first 2 weeks, and we sent in information, and you know they can't legally do that. That's campaign finance violations that they were creating immediately. So, but back to the trial. This court hearing today is only a preliminary. If this moves forward, depending on his order, whether things happen or don't. But this is just preliminary. There's a trial that would be set in June to actually take care of this. So this is the temporary order they're requesting right now. This
Absolutely.
Really changes nothing other than if they be asking them to give him control now and take it from Christina until a court really hears the whole story.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dan, we appreciate the live field report. Stay safe. I'll see you on Saturday down in Detroit.